Yes, indeed, indeed. Another busy day, and the track season seems to go on forever. But, I mean, very positive stories coming from Santry, from the Talton Games. A really excellent, excellent meeting. And, you know, the reoccurring story right through the season has been the development and progress of Adrian Gallen from Lifford's Drabane Club, of course, but competing for St Columbus on behalf of St Columbus to an order on this occasion on the Ulster Scourge team. The Talton Games, the athletes that I'm referring to, were all competing for Ulster yesterday. And the big story coming from there was Adrian Gallen, as I say. She threw out its championship best performance in the hammer at 62-80. That now is pretty serious throwing, and with a 3kg hammer. Now, the previous record to 2015 stood to 60-66 to Michaela Wadge, and Michaela Wadge was regarded as kind of an outstanding athlete in those days. So, I mean, this is another step forward for Adrian Gallen. So well done to the St Columbus girl there. And of course, she'll be on the international team now and Derby in a few weeks' time. Lucy McGlynn, early in the day, she's from College of Columbkill in Ballyshannon. She had a really, really outstanding 300-metre hurdles to win the event, 44-32, and you know, it was an easy victory and a very impressive victory for her. So well done to her, and she also got third in the shot later in the day. Another athlete who won her event was Harriet McCrossan. She's a St Celia's School College in Derry. She competes out of Lifford's Drabane, and she won the 100 metres in 12:52. So big step up for her. Indeed, big performance from her, and that will also get her in the one of six Donegal related club athletes that will be on this particular Irish schools team. So big deal to her. Hannah Murray, she's also from Columbus. She was in the 400 metres. She got the silver medal there, the first two across the line, of course, on the Irish team, but automatically. So big deal for her. She finished second at 400 metres. She was also in the relay team that got second. She ran a real stormer of a relay in the final day, but just too much to do to catch the other girls. So really, really good. Other medals that come there, another international selection on this occasion for Ailey McCurdy, 41-23 from Holy Cross Drabane, again with the Lifford's Drabane Club, and a gold medal performance from her, extremely well. Again, she's been progressing, and you know, over 40 metres now, regularly over 40 metres, and that's big progress in the javelin as an event out of Donegal. So well done to her. So the six athletes, as I said, and some other medals as well. Daniel McHugh and Finn O'Neill were on relay teams, one of them from Limavady Grammar, that's O'Neill, and young McHugh is in Columbus to Norther. So a Talton medal for him as well in the relay, his boys team winning the 4x4 by 300 metres, himself and Fan O'Neill on that team. Now, very close up, but no medals, unfortunately. Uno O'Donnell in the hammer, she's from Loretta Letterkenny, and then we had Blaine Lynch from Omas EBS. He competes out of Finn Valley. He was fourth in the javelin. And Oisin Thompson just missing out by 4 centimetres in the long jump. You know, he'll be disappointed with that, but there will be other occasions. But he missed his international opportunity on this occasion. So that's the story there. To Belfast then, the big news once again coming in the javelin from Gareth Crawford of the Lifford's Drabane Club. This is an international meeting in Belfast yesterday, and Gareth threw 68-88. Which is a very big progress on his Donegal best ever performance by a Donegal club athlete. And 68-88, that improves his Donegal record, which stood at 67-odd. So again, progress towards the end of the season, and you know, he'll go into the winter with a lot of encouragement as he approaches and drives towards 70 metres. So well done to him. What else have I for you? Well, Janine Boyle from Finn Valley, she finished second in that Belfast meet in the 100 metres. And we had Summer Leckie third in the high jump. And another good performance as well from the Lifford's Drabane athlete, Joanne Craig. She continues to be there, stick it out. And she's really consistent and has been consistent through the season. Have I anything else? Not really. That's really pretty much the story. Other than the underage element of the Belfast meet, Riona Doherty was the outstanding competitor. She won the 100 metres. She went sub-13 for an under-15 girl, which is really good. And Caelan McFadden from Chrysler competes at a Cranford club, and he finished second in his 800 metres. So yet another busy end. And I neglected to tell you that performance by Adrian Gallen got her the female athlete of the meet, and she will lead and captain the Irish Girls team when they get to Derby. So it's all good, and it's all positive, and it's all progressive for Adrian Gallen, and she nailed it again yesterday with that big, big, big performance, championship best performance, excellent, excellent, excellent return from the Lifford Girls.